Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This morning, with the Republican National Convention wrapped up here in Tampa, national attention turns to Charlotte and the Democrats' convention there next week. But for Mitt Romney, it returns to the swing states like New Hampshire, where a recent poll shows President Obama leading by 3 points. This week in Tampa, former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu, a fierce supporter of Romney, insisted the polling by WMUR-TV had oversampled Democratic voters and that Romney will win New Hampshire by 2 to 3 points. Sharing that opinion is Tom Rath, a New Hampshire delegate and longtime advisor to Romney. He explained why he believes a state where just 4 years ago President Obama handily defeated John McCain will now break in Romney's favor.
The biggest change, really, numerically, has been the emergence of undeclared as a very substantial part of our voting registrations. Over one-third of the people in New Hampshire are now undeclared, which means they can choose between either party, both in the primaries and obviously in the general election. As that's become stronger, the sort of party discipline that may have marked New Hampshire, you know, way back when is gone. This is a state that is purple, loves being purple, and I think will stay purple.
Do you think that New Hampshire, though, is shading a little more red again, that those undeclared voters you're talking about tend to vote Republican or will tend to vote Republican?
Yes, because I think the issue that motivates most of those voters is the economy. In every poll, the first question they ask is your state headed in the right direction or the wrong direction? Is your country headed in the right direction or the wrong direction? On the state answer, it's about 60-40 right direction. On the national question, it's about 30% right direction, about 70% wrong direction. That's a very tough issue universe for this president.
With New Hampshire a purple state as you describe it, how's it warmed up or not warmed up to a very conservative vice presidential candidate, Paul Ryan?
He doesn't have the on-the-ground knowledge of the state yet, but he says somebody that the state has become very enthusiastic about, the Republican Party has. I think he'll do fine up there. He is, by his nature, an inclusive politician. The district he runs in Wisconsin is very liberal and very Democrat, and he wins. And I think because of his personal skills, and New Hampshire values truth-telling and leveling with us, and don't sugarcoat it, and don't pretend something can be something when it's not. Ryan, I think, really excels at that.
You've worked with Mitt Romney for quite some time now. Has he been forced to become more conservative because of the evolution within the Republican Party? Is he the same Mitt Romney today that you knew 7 years ago?
I believe he is in terms of his skill sets, in terms of his approach to problems. I think he has been forced to talk about issues that maybe he wasn't talking about 10 years ago.
But what about politically? Has he moved to the right policy-wise?
I think perhaps he's always been there, but there's more exposure of that piece of him than there might have been, say, when he was running for governor.
You know, the other night on the floor, when you were talking about Mitt Romney and his summer home in New Hampshire, you said Wolfboro, New Hampshire, the next summer residence of the next president of the United States. How much is that worth at the polls? Is the fact that New Hampshire may have a summertime president there, is that worth a point? Is it worth two?
I will tell you, it will take anything it's worth, because he's not moving. He's made it very clear his family likes it there. The area up there around Wolfboro, which is a gorgeous part of the state, and it's been their home for 30 years, loves having him. It would be a huge plus to the state.
If you could change one thing about him as a candidate, what would it be?
He's a very good candidate. I mean, he's as persistent a candidate as I've ever had. He's learned to suffer fools a little more easily, which is what you have to do in this business. I think the hardest thing for all these people, and I think for Mitt Romney, is he takes it personally. This means a great deal to him, and it means a lot to Ann and the family. It's very hard to go through this sometimes. You've got some great nights, and you've got an awful lot of bad ones. And he bruises easily. He takes things. He's not emotional about it, but he knows when it hasn't gone well. And that's important to him. But it's also, as if somebody who's a staffer, you want to take that pain away from him a lot.
How important are New Hampshire's 4 electoral votes in this very close race?
In 2000, when George Bush beat Al Gore, and we spent all that time worrying about Florida, if Al Gore had carried New Hampshire, Florida wouldn't have meant anything. Our 4 electoral votes are extraordinarily important as you count to 270. I think each party, as they've counted to 270, needs New Hampshire in that. And so for us to get them, I think New Hampshire is as important a state. I think it's one of the 5, 6, 7, 8 maybe states that are going to decide this election. And Romney is coming back and coming back and coming back. Ryan was there twice just a week ago, 2 separate visits. I mean, they understand how important it is, and the president does too. We had a great primary this year. We're going to have a great general election.
Tom Rath, thanks a lot. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Bob. Thanks so much.
Tom Rath, New Hampshire delegate and longtime Republican political operative. As we leave the GOP convention in Tampa, a reminder, you can see all our stories and photos and more at our website, WBUR.org. And join us next week for the Democrats in North Carolina. I'm Bob Oakes in Tampa.